Welcome to MCBI's 60 Mark, a podcast for curious thinkers.
Well, hello everyone, it's Marina here, and I've been asked to tell you the story of Slim, and why Slim, a bartender here in Adelaide, taught me more about customer experience and the importance of understanding the journey of your customer than anything I ever learnt in management consulting school. So here it goes. I'm going to tell you this story that many of you who have come to our training or experienced our courses will come to know, the story of Slim. So many of you who might know me and know my journey, I've been a management consulting for the best part of 20 years. And throughout that time, I was lucky enough to sort of work under very clever people who told me the maths and science of customer satisfaction and why it was important to have digital pathways, et cetera, et cetera. And I was a very passionate and very excited student. So I became a Six Sigma black belt back when it was really difficult. And I certainly became an enterprise architect. And I passionately understood and believed in what it means to an organisation if you're able to delight a customer. But I must say, I was probably a little bit disappointed in some of the studies because the passion and the magic that comes from customer service was never able to be articulated. And I actually found most of my inspiration and knowledge about customer experience and journey mapping came from my time as being a bartender at the Earl of Aberdeen. Now, many of you, if you're from Adelaide, would know that the Earl of Aberdeen back then, back in the early 90s, was actually a Grand Prix pub, which meant us as the bartenders of the Grand Prix, we were like pretty cool. We used to swag around in our shirts, hit Lynley Street after, and we were sort of like known as pretty good bartenders. And our fantastic bartending reputation was very much driven because of a single man. Actually, no, there were lots of people behind it, but I think this man was quite pivotal to bringing up the reputation of the Earl and the quality of bartender. He made a huge impression on me, and this man is called Slim. So Slim, I met him. I joined the Earl of Aberdeen, like lots of uni students, you know, looking for a few hours here and there to cover your beers on the weekend. And I met Slim. He said, I'll give you a job as a bartender. And Slim was something I'd never met before. I thought bartending was just something that you did on the side. He was from Hong Kong. He was actually a professional bartender. So for those of you who don't know, being a bartender in Hong Kong was you went and studied it. It was a revered profession and you knew your stuff. So being a bit of a learner and being interested in all things around quality, I wanted to learn everything I could from Slim. And I mean, Slim was the type of guy who'd walk past and he would spot check to see if you knew the latest cocktail. And if you didn't do it, because these were the good old days, he'd be able to slap you, which I think they should bring that back sometimes in management. No, I'm just joking. But what he did, I remember him explaining to me what a really great bartender was. And he said there were three levels of bartending. And stay with me, people, this has a lot to do with customer experience. But a level one bartender was someone like me, green off the street, and I learnt the basics of how to run a bar. I cleaned the dishwasher, wiped down the top of the bar, and I knew how to greet people in a friendly way. But it was a pretty transactional relationship, and I didn't really have much confidence of taking it beyond that, but I knew the basics. Now, Slim said if I wanted to get better, I needed to understand that customers were king, and I needed to actually change the way I served my customers so I could then have my own set of regulars. So having a regular set of customers was really important to be a level two bartender. It meant I understood their drinks, meant I understood when they turned up. It meant I could anticipate everything that they needed so they would have a great experience. Now, Slim was quite passionate about this. So he said, like, level two, even a level two customer experience / bartender, you're a dime a dozen. You're an absolute dime a dozen. Anyone can come in here and then quickly establish what is still quite a superficial relationship. But a level three bartender, they're the ones who are probably the ones from trained in Hong Kong, and they deeply understood what made their customers tick. And these guys and gals were the ones who would look at the clock and then lean over and go, well, the courts are about to close. I'm going to put on ice the millers because I know the lawyers will start rolling in. And I know about the time they're going to walk in, so I'm going to hold that beer. So when that person comes in, that regular, not only do they get that feeling of, yep, they know me, but they anticipated me. and they actually are looking over me and they care for me. And that's what a level three bartender was. So that was pretty hard because we had hundreds of people coming through. And that feeling of being able to have that customer intimacy and that deep knowledge and also the bravery to get to know a customer that deeply was something that never, ever left me. Roll forward 20 years, you know, with all the, you know, the lovely letters after one's name and all that stuff and all the years of consulting underneath, I can't help but feel that that idea of gradually and passionately understanding a customer is what this whole customer experience is all about. It's not about mapping it out. It's not about trying to figure out how your organisation is assembled in some logical way. It's actually shifting the culture and embracing the feeling around what it means to serve and to be passionately committed to serving customers. Now, from a business point of view, knowing your customer, let's talk about risk. I knew who the shockers were. I knew the ones who'd get drunk so I could tip off the bouncers well before they got drunk, minimise my risk. I knew the ones who would tip well, so I was able to look after them perhaps a little bit better. And I knew the ones, the tastes and the preferences, who were always up for the latest cocktails. And I was able to serve all their needs. For them, it was just an elegant experience. And for me, it was a fantastic way as a professional to extend my knowledge and everything that goes into in terms of being a great customer service. So that, I have to say a big thank you to Slim. I don't know where you are now. I only got to work with you probably for about 18 months. But you probably should go into management consulting, Slim. Thank you. And for those of you who we see at our customer journey mapping course, you'll hear a bit more about Slim and how you too can become a fantastic bartender as you map out your customer experience.
Thanks for listening in today. We look forward to you joining us next time.